This is a bonus in So Odd with Scuds. Thank you for spending your time oddly with me. I'm Scuds, and welcome to a bonus me time session on So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. This me time activity is a writing activity. You will need a piece of paper or preferably your own journal to document your progress and things that you wrote. And you will need a pen to write things down. We'll give you 20 seconds to prepare your writing materials and get ready for this me time session now. Before we begin our me time, let's take a moment to breathe. Inhale through the nose. Continue to inhale through the nose as we expand our stomach and lungs with a lot of air. Hold it in for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. And now let's exhale everything out through the mouth. Now, we're ready for your me time session. What are we asking you in this activity? Handwrite things down, not cell phone or type in your keyboard. That's good. I don't like to type. You know, I'm a phone person. And, you know, what do you want me to do if I just don't want to do that? Handwrite things down. Even if you want to complain, just try it. We did say this takes work and you can personalize these things on your own. But once you try the first activity yourself and feel that pen and paper and being able to handwrite things down, study shows when you remember more things, it was because you handwrite those down. And often you leave the note in a place where you have to look at things you listed down from that paper. To begin this activity, first divide that journal or paper into 3 even columns. Or you can fold or draw 3 lines to divide that paper. And those 3 lines will be used to answer 1 question from this activity. In the previous episode, So Odd Session, we gave you a sample timed answer from this activity. But no worries, I'll be guiding you. Let's start this me time activity. Begin by writing the date for today and tell yourself, "Thank you, me. I'm learning to be compassionate to you." I hope you can start writing the date while I continue talking. And I thank you very much, Tiger, because you are appreciating yourself right now. The first column will be used to write your expectations in your me time. At least write 3 expectations, not 2 or 1. But write 3 expectations on what do you expect to achieve in your me time sessions. Remember, you have your own reasons why you want to listen to this show. Write what you would like to expect from this show, or what you want to learn or reflect when you are alone. It could be to promote relaxation. It could be to know yourself. It could be to understand and be compassionate to the world around me, or to better myself. You do you. This is a 1-minute timed activity. Write your 3 expectations you would like to achieve in your me time sessions. Timer starts now. Mm-hmm. You can pause the episode if you need more time to write your thoughts down. Documentation is important to see and review your progress. Now, looking back at what you wrote, we also now want to be more specific and take action from having a general expectation to something that requires effort. Still, write on the first column, what activities or tasks promote your expectations? For example, if you wrote, I want to relax, just write one activity that relaxes you, like drinking tea. If you want to be compassionate to yourself, write something positive that you like to do, like spending time in nature. If you want to work out or wake up earlier, write something you would love to do, smell or try something new when you wake up. For example, fixing your bed. Remember, your answer has to be something that needs time and action to be able to know if your expectation is smart, measurable, and also a healthy goal. This is a 1 minute timed activity. Still, in your first column, write one action or task that help you achieve your goal. Timer starts now. You can pause the episode if you need more time to write your thoughts down. Documentation is important to see and review your progress. Moving forward, don't change your answers. But in the So Odd session, we did mention the very acronym, and it means to be vulnerable. It can be work or done every day, and your expectations are important to you. Now, while listening to me, look back at what you wrote in the first column. Yes, being vulnerable, you can't change your answers anymore. But is it possible that you can do these activities every day? In your next column, what if those things you wrote has a problem or you can't do it every day? For example, you wrote to exercise, but you have a busy schedule. You want to wake up early in the morning at 8 a.m., but today you already woke up at 11 a.m. or even in the afternoon, and you're discouraged already because you keep failing. And you want to be compassionate to yourself, but you feel like a loser. Now, in the second column, connected to your first answers from column one, observe your actions you first wrote and write down what could be the things or possible things that could stop you from doing your task. This is a 1 minute timed activity. In column two, write one thing that stops you from working in each goals you have. Timer starts now. You can pause the episode if you need more time to write your thoughts down. Documentation is important to see and review your progress. Last column. We are going to write your counterattack. We call this counterattack because if your expectations weren't successful or you possibly have some fear, you still do something about it. What do you plan to do that's healthy, even if you don't get the results that you want? Take, for example, from my first and second column, I plan to get tea, but my body was so tired that I needed coffee. Now, in my third column, I write, even if it's not my order, I plan not to add sugar and eat fruits to still have energy. Number two, I plan to work out my body, but I had a busy schedule. So I decided to pet my dog during nighttime and play with my dog during my breaks. And number three, I plan to wake up earlier, but I woke up very late. So even if that's the case, I am going to use all my energy to still be productive in my day. Now it's your turn. Write in your third column your counterattack. Even if your expectations didn't happen, or you probably have some fear, you still will do something about it. Timer starts now. You can pause the episode if you need more time to write your thoughts down. Documentation is important to see and review your progress. Now, tiger, inhale through the nose. Continue to inhale and expand your stomach like a balloon. Hold it in. 1, 2, 3. Now exhale through the mouth. Congrats, Tiger, you finished your me time session for today. As you can see, Tiger, things don't have to be perfect. Even some numbers, it's all right if you leave them blank or if you wrote, I don't know how to fix it. And if you observe what you wrote, so it's amazing, isn't it? There's something calming when you don't have to be perfect or you don't have to know things all the time. Just because you didn't get your tea, your dog helps you relax. You didn't have time to work out, but you still ate healthy foods. And even if you didn't wake up early, you still managed to tell yourself to be productive. These counterattacks are what we also hope you have in So Odd with Scuds. Your tasks and goals later will change, but you're human and can be very vulnerable every day and do really important activities. You get to revamp, try something new, and prioritize something that you can share to others. And it doesn't have to be a sign of weakness. It's a sign that what's significant to you is your growth. And being able to start with yourself means it can be a very odd situation and brings you new experiences that you could learn from me, Scuds, guiding you. Thank you for spending oddly your time with me. I'm Scuds, and you've been listening to a bonus talk in So Odd with Scuds. Subscribe to the podcast, and we'll do more self-care next Wednesday. Amping in my language means take care. So, Tiger, amping!